Good evening, and welcome to the opening show of Season 7 of Shh Productions Vintage Radio Hour, sponsored by our friends at Dutch Creek Winery. Our COVID-inspired project now encompasses almost 150 fantastic performers and technicians, ages 10 to 83 from 21 states, Canada, and the UK, and seeks to transport our wonderful audiences back to the golden days of radio. Our gifted storytellers will ignite your imaginations by bringing you a collection of three shows filled with laughs, suspense, fear, and maybe a little holiday spirit. The upcoming show, taken from the series made popular by the wonderful Lucille Ball and originally airing in 1949, features mostly an all-Ohio cast with Danny Mann, Rachel Scherer, Richard Dana, Kat Cryan, and Stephen Hanna. Our heroine tangles herself up like the yarn she's trying to wrangle for her husband's Christmas present, as well as stumbling through sleuthing to uncover what he's getting her. And the mother-in-law is coming to town. So, grab some eggnog, mulled wine, or a hot toddy, put down your knitting, and shh. As we look in on the Coopers, it's morning, and there are 7 shopping days left until Christmas. George is eating breakfast, and Liz is in the kitchen with Katie, the maid.
Katie!
Yes, Mrs. Cooper?
Have you any idea what George is going to give me for Christmas? Has he said anything?
Not a thing.
Oh, darn! I've got to find out!
Why?
Well, I'm knitting him a sweater, and if he's giving me something wonderful, maybe a measly sweater isn't enough to give him.
Oh.
On the other hand, if he's giving me some dinky little thing, why should I knock myself out knitting him a beautiful sweater?
Why, Mrs. Cooper!
Oh, Katie, you don't think I'm serious. It's the thought behind the gift that counts. It doesn't make any difference to me what kind of fur coat George gives me.
Well, I wish I could help you.
Don't worry. I'll find out before he leaves that breakfast table. Here, give me the coffee. I'll take it in. Oh, jingle bells, dee-dee-dee. Good morning, dear.
Morning, Katie.
What?
Oh, I was reading. Good morning, Liz, darling.
How's my little husband this morning,
Aw, fine, thanks.
Is there anything I can do for my sweet little ever-loving baby boy?
Oh, yes.
What?
Stop trying to find out what I'm giving you for Christmas.
Oh, you! Come on, George. Iris knows what she's getting. Mr. Atterbury is giving her a mink stole for Christmas.
How does she know?
She already picked it out and charged it to him.
Well, that's a pretty good clue.
Are you buying me a mink stole?
If I bought you a mink, it would have to be stole. Ha! I made a funny.
Yeah, but it wasn't very.
Aw.
Oh, well, if you won't tell me what I'm getting, at least you could sort of give me a hint.
Oh, all right. It's big.
Yes.
And it's small.
Huh?
It also has long, shaggy hair and 3 wheels, takes out ink spots, and runs 8 days without winding.
That's what your mother gave us last Christmas.
It is not. Say, we never did find out what that was for, did we?
Oh, come on, George. Tell me what I'm getting.
Well, I'll tell you this much, though. I bought it, and it's in the hall closet, and I want you to stay out of there. Understand?
Understand.
All right, now kiss me goodbye, honey. I'm late for
the thing. There. Now hurry down to the bank.
Ooh, what bank?
Uh-oh. I gave him too many volts for this early in the morning.
Goodbye, dear.
Bye.
Mrs. Cooper?
Hmm?
Mrs. Cooper, why are you standing there staring at the hall closet?
George told me my present was in the hall closet, then made me promise to leave it alone. Only a man could think of a mean thing like that.
What are you going to do about it?
Absolutely nothing.
And then what?
Katie, you won't find me stooping to snooping.
I'm sure I won't.
Of course, if there happened to be something in there I needed, I'd have to look in the closet, wouldn't I?
Yes, ma'am.
What's in there that I might need?
Well, there's your umbrella, but the sun is shining and...
How do you like that, Katie? It suddenly looks like rain.
It has seemed to cloud up a little, hasn't it?
Oh, there's my umbrella in back of this big Christmas box. Look, there's a little tear in the paper.
Where?
There. Oh, clumsy me. Well, now it's open. I guess there's no use turning back. Oh, Katie, I'm so excited. I'll bet it's a dress I was hinting about from Miller's department store. It's empty. There's nothing in the box.
Oh, yes, there is. At the bottom, it's a card.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what it says. Well, I like that.
What's it say?
It says, I thought I told you to stay out of here, nosy. Well, that settles it. He's going to get a sweater and like it. Purl one, knit two, purl one, knit two. Whoops! Oh, I dropped a stitch. Oh, dear. Well, I can save it if I just put my needle through this. Oh, there goes another. Oh, I guess I should have pulled this through. Oops! Oh, well. I was going to do that row over anyway. Darn it, this is slow work.
Are you having trouble, Mrs. Cooper?
Oh, I'm having an awful time with this sweater I'm knitting for George.
Is that a sweater?
Well, what does it look like?
That's a very good question.
Oh, I know it's a mess, Katie, and I can't understand it. I followed the directions exactly.
Let's see. What's this thing sticking up here? It looks like a sock.
It is.
It is?
Yes. The directions said, purl 3 inches and then knit a foot.
Oh, Mrs. Cooper, it didn't mean that.
I thought it seemed odd. I thought maybe I was knitting socks to match the sweater and I could cut them loose later.
I see. Well, the rest of it is... Wait a minute. What's this hole for?
That's the neck.
Oh, then what's this hole next to it for?
Oh! How do you like that? I left 2 openings for his head.
Mrs. Cooper, you'd better rip it out and start over.
No! It's a shame to waste all that work. I ought to give it to someone. Do you know anyone with 2 heads, Katie?
Not offhand.
Oh, wait, I know. I'll knit a belt on the other end of it, and he can use it for pants. No?
No.
Oh, I'm not good at anything. I wish I could knit like George's mother can. She doesn't even look at it, and it comes out just perfectly.
Oh, that reminds me. Mrs. Cooper. Mr. Cooper's mother called before and said she was coming over this morning.
Oh, Keen. I wonder what Nosy Rosie wants.
She didn't say. Maybe she's just coming over to visit?
Ha! Mother Cooper never comes over just to visit. She comes over to see what I'm doing that I shouldn't be doing, what I'm not doing that I should be doing, and what I'm doing that if she were doing it, she'd do it a lot better.
Oh, Mrs. Cooper isn't that bad.
Let's face it, Katie. She only lives to see how badly I keep house. An unmade bed is like a transfusion to her. Gives her strength to run her fingers along a table and see if there's any dust on it.
Well, she won't find any dust in this house.
Oh, you dreamer. No, you can't win, Katie. Sometimes I think she's got dirt tattooed on the end of her finger.
Why did she ever move to town?
I don't know, but brooding about it isn't going to get this sweater finished. I guess I'll have to rip most of it out.
You'll never finish it by Christmas.
Well, George will understand. I'll give him what I have done and tell him I'll finish it later.
Yes, ma'am.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
There she blows.
Mr. Cooper's mother?
Who else walks in without ringing the bell? She knows if she rang it, I'd pretend not to be home, the old... in here, Mother.
I'll sneak upstairs and make the beds in case she goes up there.
Oh, there you are, Elizabeth. How are you, dear?
Fine, Mother Cooper. How are you?
Well, here's a sight I never thought I'd see. Elizabeth Cooper dusting.
I'm not dusting.
Oh, then why are you holding that dirty old dust rag?
That's a sweater I'm knitting.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't look very closely. Whose dog is it for?
Yours.
Huh?
It happens to be for George.
For George? Oh, no. I could die.
Yes, but you won't.
Oh, I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I've hurt your feelings.
How could you tell? Oh, come on in, Mother. Pull up a dust ball and sit down.
Elizabeth, I came over to talk to you about something.
Yes?
You remember you invited me to spend Christmas with you. Well,
oh?
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
Oh.
Aunt Bessie wrote and told me she's going to be all alone for Christmas, so I think I should go there and spend it with her, don't you?
Yes. What was the bad news?
What?
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, gee, I don't know. It means quite a change in our plans.
Oh, well, then I'll write...
Anything for dear old Aunt Bessie.
Yes. The poor old soul was wondering if you and George would mind giving me up for just this one Christmas.
Only one, huh? Well, I'll force myself. Go to poor old Aunt Bessie.
Well, then it's all settled. I'll go right home and write Aunt Bessie. And Elizabeth?
Yes?
If I may make a suggestion, dear, I wouldn't bother finishing that sweater if I were you.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Oh, now, please, Elizabeth, it's no disgrace to not be able to knit. You have other talents.
I have?
Well, you must have. I mean, some wives can knit, and some wives can cook, and some are beautiful, and some are intelligent, and well, I have to run along, dear.
Are you driving, or shall I call the Yellow Broomstick Company?
Oh, my, Elizabeth, you're so sensitive. Now, if I've said anything, it's just for your own good. My goodness, if I can't make a suggestion, then what am I here for?
Oh, well, you're beginning to wonder, too.
I'm only trying to help you, dear. I don't want you to be embarrassed. You see, I knitted George a beautiful cashmere sweater.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and I don't want you to suffer through any comparisons. Well, goodbye, dear.
What are you running your finger around the table for? Forget where you parked your gum?
Will you look at my finger, just black with dust?
Well, there's only one thing for you to do.
Talk to Katie?
No, wash your hands.
That doesn't make your house any cleaner, dear.
Oh.
Goodbye. Don't bother coming to the door.
Oh, Katie.
Well, what's the matter, Mrs. Cooper?
She's knitting George's sweater for Christmas.
No.
Yes. So I have to finish mine, and it has to be better than hers. Give me the knitting. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. Oh!
And now a word from our sponsor. This evening's broadcast of Shh Productions Vintage Radio Hour is brought to you in part by Dutch Creek Winery, located in the beautiful countryside of Athens, Ohio, a quick drive from uptown Athens and the rest of the Hocking Hills area. Visit their tasting room located in the scenic hills of southeastern Ohio and stop in to enjoy their unique and amazing small batch wines, ciders, and meads, as well as local craft beers and other treats. Spend an afternoon or evening relaxing in their tasting room on the enclosed patio overlooking the scenery, or in the dog-friendly picnic grove. No reservations required. Enjoy your wine selection expertly paired with a house-made pizza or a charcuterie board. Don't forget, Sunday mornings at Dutch Creek Winery means waffle boards and cider mimosas. Visit them at 12157 State Route 690, just 8 miles outside Athens, Ohio. Or on the web at dutchcreekwinery.com, Facebook, or Instagram for more information on seasonal events and current offerings. Remember to ask for their wines at your favorite local retailer. And they also ship. And now back to our feature presentation. And now back to the Coopers. Liz is still busily working on the sweater that she has vowed to finish for George by Christmas time.
Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl.
Mrs. Cooper?
One. Purl two, knit one, purl two.
Are you still up, Mrs. Cooper? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
What day? Oh, I can't help it, Katie. I have to finish this sweater.
How's it coming?
I don't know. I haven't been able to see for 2 hours. It feels all right.
Let me take a look. Well, you've licked the neck problem. There's only one neck hole.
Oh, goody.
What's this thing?
What? Well, that's a sleeve.
Oh, and what's this one?
That's the other sleeve.
Mrs. Cooper?
Yes?
What's this one?
Oh, no. 3 sleeves. Katie, do you know anybody with 3?
No.
Oh, no, huh? Well, here I go again, Liz the Ripper. I'm losing ground, Katie. By Christmas, I'll owe this sweater 3 balls of yarn.
More coffee, Mr. Cooper?
No, thanks. I'm late now. Tell Liz goodbye for me, will you? Oh, here's Sleeping Beauty now.
Morning, Mrs. Cooper.
Morning, Liz.
Hi.
Open your eyes, dear.
They are open.
Maybe some food will help you. Try this.
No, thank you. I don't like tomato juice.
Well, that's not tomato juice. It's milk.
Why is it red?
It isn't. That's the glow from your eyes.
Ew.
What were you doing last night, Liz?
Oh, just working in Santa's sweatshop.
Making something for me?
No.
Oh, come on. What is it? Well, give me a hint.
Now look who wants a hint. All right, I'll give you the same kind you gave me. It's got 3 arms, 2 necks, and a foot sticking out of its back.
Liz, you're knitting me a sweater?
What?
Oh, that was a pretty wild guess, wasn't it? Ha, imagine. You knitting a sweater?
Katie, hand me a knife and tell me where he is.
Yeah, well, I've got to run. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
I thought he knew for a minute.
Oh, he's so smart. That's just another reason why I have to finish the sweater. Will you get me my knitting, Katie? It's in the hall closet.
All right, but I think you should give your eyes a rest.
I can't help it. I've got to finish.
Mrs. Cooper, did you rewrap that box and put it back in the closet?
No. Why?
Well, there's another one here.
Let's see. Oh, how do you like that? I didn't even see it. It must be my present. Open it, Katie.
Me?
Yes. That's when George asks me if I opened it, I won't be lying when I say no.
Oh, the things I do.
Oh, it's from Miller's. I hope it's... It is, Katie! It's the dress! But it's red.
Bright red.
Oh, that man. What was he thinking about? I can't wear red with my hair. If I put that dress on, I'd look like an unguentine ad.
Well, you can get it exchanged for another one after Christmas.
No, I can't. There's only one green dress in my size. Katie, I'm going out and exchange it right now.
But what will Mr. Cooper say when you open the box on Christmas morning and the dress is green?
I'll tell him the color ran. So long, Katie.
Knit one, purl two, knit one.
Yes, ma'am, you're next.
Oh, just a minute, till I finish this row. Knit one, purl two, knit one, there.
When you get that sweater finished, are you going to try to exchange it?
No, I'd like to exchange a Christmas present.
I beg your pardon?
I'd like to exchange a Christmas present.
Aren't you a little late for last year?
It's this year's Christmas present.
Oh, well, in that case, what day is this?
The 20th.
Oh, for a minute I thought I'd overslept.
I just happened to receive this present a little early.
Ooh, we've been snoopy, haven't we?
Never mind. I'd like to exchange this for a dress that's the right color for my hair.
Well, I don't think we have a dress in that shade. Why don't you take a black one and give it a henna rinse?
Oh, I bet you're a scream when you get out your chicken inspector badge. Will you exchange this dress or not?
Well, I'll exchange it on one condition, that you return my telephone cord.
Now, what would I be doing with your telephone cord?
Well, I don't know, but you've netted it into your sweater.
Oh! Well, I'm back, Katie.
Did they exchange it?
Yes, I got the most beautiful Kelly Dream dress you've ever seen.
Good.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Liz. I just talked to Mother, and she's leaving a day earlier than she planned.
Oh, how wonderful. For Aunt Bessie.
I'm going to bring her by the house to pick up her Christmas present, so you better have it ready.
Okay, where is it?
I put it in the hall closet.
You did what?
I put it in the hall closet. It's a big box from Miller's.
Miller's?
Yeah, we'll be there in about an hour, honey. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, George! Oh, Katie, I exchanged the wrong present. That dress was for Mother Cooper.
No.
Yes, and they'll be here in an hour. I'll have to rush down and exchange it again.
Wait a minute. Why not let her take the new one?
Oh, no, she can't stand green. It clashes with her complexion. I'll see you in an hour, I hope. Pardon me?
Yes, madam. What can I do for... Oh, you.
I'd like to exchange something, please.
Well, what goody have we poked our nose into this time?
Now, look, I'm in a hurry, and I want to exchange this dress.
Didn't you just exchange a red dress exactly like this?
Yes, I'd like to exchange the red one back, exchange it for the green one.
Don't tell me. I know. You've rented yourself out as a stop signal.
Please, I don't have time to explain.
Well, want to clash with your hair?
No.
Oh, I get it. You're going to dye your hair green.
No.
You're going to shave your head?
All right, I'm going to shave my head and paint it green. Now, may I have an exchange slip?
Yes, certainly. Here, and miss?
What?
Will you bring your head in and let me see it?
I made it.
Did you get the red dress back?
It's safe in this box. Are they here yet, Katie?
Yes. Mr. Cooper and his mother just came in the front door. I told them you were upstairs.
Thanks.
And Mrs. Cooper?
Yes?
I worked on the sweater while you were gone. There's only one row left to do.
Oh, Katie.
Oh, I put it back in the desk drawer.
Oh, you're a darling. I'd better get in there and give Mother Cooper her present. Hello, Mother Cooper.
Elizabeth.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, honey. Well, Mother, here's your present.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Oh, wait a minute, Liz. You've made a mistake.
I've what?
Well, that's not Mother's present.
It isn't.
No, that's yours.
No, 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 no!
Well, it's nothing to get excited about.
No!
I'll get Mother's present. It's up on the shelf in the closet.
What are you looking so glum about, dear? It's Christmas time. Be gay and happy. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh, go jingle your own bell.
How's your sweater coming, dear? Or did you give it up?
No, I didn't give it up. It's right here in the desk drawer. Would you care to see it?
Yes.
Right here.
You... Oh, you bought this.
No, I didn't. It isn't even finished yet. See?
Your cab's here, Mother. Come on.
Coming, baby. Elizabeth, let me see how you finished that neck. Ah, yes. Wonderful. Well, let's go.
Just have time to get to the station. Here's your present.
Oh, thank you, both you dear children.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you after the holidays.
Goodbye, Mother. Oh.
What's the matter?
Well, there's something cutting my ankle. Huh? It's a piece of yarn.
Yarn?
Yeah, look, it goes all the way down the stairs and along the walk and into the cab with Mother.
Oh! Put your foot on it, George! Break it! Quick!
Oh, there, it broke.
I never should have let her near it.
I wonder where it comes from. Look, it goes right in the door and along the hall and...
And into the living room and across the carpet and... Up the desk and...
Liz, you are knitting me a sweater. And isn't it wonderful? You've got 2 inches finished already.
Thank you to our outstanding performers, Nick Martin, our industrious and multi-talented production manager, our sponsor, Dutch Creek Winery, and to you, our audience, for joining us for our 7th season. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tune back in for the 2nd show of our triple header from the Father Knows Best series. Take a snow globe with Clark Griswold, Linus from A Charlie Brown Christmas, and the Walton family, and shake it up and you have our 2nd show. A feel-good heart warmer to celebrate the season. Our amazing cast will share that episode coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So tune back in and...